Well, I think the gospel reading today, I think all of us can relate to that because not necessarily the physical storms in life that we're afraid of, but also the spiritual ones as well, huh? And then at times, especially when we're going through periods of desolation or trials and hardship, and we think that God somehow is not paying attention to us or somehow not recognizing us or be present to us, we feel that we're all alone by ourselves. But yet, remember that even in the darkest days, even in the hardest storm, God is always present. And how do we answer to his presence is really important, huh? St. Irenaeus is often called the doctor of the incarnation, huh? Because he defended the incarnation of Christ, huh? That perhaps nowadays we kind of take what Jesus did for granted, thinking that, oh yeah, God loved me, he became one of us. But what Jesus did, what really groundbreaking, huh? What really radical, that God chose to become one of us, to live like us in all things but sin, to experience every single thing that we have gone through as human beings, huh? To redeem us and to save us, to love us, right? And so St. Irenaeus also, what a defender against Gnosticism, right? And Gnostics think that they somehow hold secret beliefs and they're better than other people. They're better than other people because they hold the secret. And St. Irenaeus said, no, everything that was revealed to us in the scripture, and everything that was written in the scripture is enough for our salvation. So the word of God is enough to save us, to redeem us, and to sanctify us. So let us remember that, and especially as we celebrate St. Irenaeus today, asking him to help us be courageous in loving Christ, and even if it's his will, that we lay down our life in defense of his love for us.